Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Trumas, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Wemel Shluchay, if someone says to his Shliach, someone says to his messenger, Tzei Utroim, I want to go out and take off Truma for my pay rice. Now remember, a Balabayas could appoint a Shliach to separate his Truma for him. That's because the rule is, Shiluchay Shaladam Kemaisa. If a Shliach does something for you, it's like you do it. The only problem is, whoever sent him didn't give him clear instructions. He said, go be mafresh truma. But how much? We learned in the previous mission, Ayin Yafa gives a 40th, a Beinani gives a 50th, and Ayin Ra gives a 60th. So he told me to go be mafresh truma, but he didn't tell me how much to take off for truma. Zak the Mishnah, Torim Kedate Shel Balabayas. So take off according to the shear that the Balabayas usually gives. If he's usually an Ayin Yafa that gives a 40th, give a 40th. If he's usually a Beinani that gives a 50th, give a 50th. And if you know that he's an Ayin Ra that usually gives a 60th, so do that. Now that's if he knows. V'meini Yedeh, if he does not know. Daktish HaBalabayis, what the Das of the Balabayis is generally. So term Kibbeninus, so pick the average amount, which is Echad Mechamishim, 1 out of 50. Now what happens if the Shliach made a mistake and Piches HaSara, he went down by 10. In other words, the Balabayas usually separates a 50th. And he went down to a 40th. So even though it says Piches HaSara, but it means in fractions he went down, but in fractions when you go down, that actually means more. A 40th is more than a 50th. Or he made a mistake and Hoisev HaSara. In other words, the Balabas usually gives a 50th, and he gave a 60th, which means that he actually gave less. So Piches HaSara, as the Batanur explains, it means that he actually gave more than what the Balabas usually gives, because he went from a 50th down to a 40th. And Hoisev HaSara means he actually gave less, because he went from a 50th to a 60th. Either way, Truma say Truma. The Truma L'maisa is Chal, even though the Shliach didn't get the right shear, but he got one of the Shiurim, the Chazal were Koveya. You can always say, look, that's what I thought that you give. You didn't tell me clear instructions, so I did my best. The Ritva adds, look, this Balabas did not tell him how much to take. That means he was relying on the Shliach to assess, to estimate. So the Balabas can't have tainus now. Zak the Mishnah Vayter, but if the Shliach actually knew the Das of the Balabayas, v'nischavein lehoisev, and he decided on his own to add on, afilu achas. Let's say he knew the Balabayas usually gives a 50th, and he took a 49th. Ain truma say truma. Then the truma is not a truma. You knew what the Balabas wants, and you changed it. Even though it's a very small change. But your shlichus becomes batel, and the truma is not chal at all. Your shlichus is based on fulfilling the will of the Balabas. If you made a mistake, that's one thing, but if you bedafka did different, then you're not a shliach. And there's no truma over here. Some say that lehoisev over here means, so the truth is here we're teaching lehoisev, that he went down in fractions and up in truma. It's a little bit different than how we teach lehoisev asara. There we said he went up in fractions, which is actually less truma. So they bring here from the Rash, that if taka was the other way around, let's say, he gave a 51st instead of a 50th, which is a drop less, then the truma would be a good truma, because the Balabas wouldn't be makted on it. The Rash presents that as a havamina, but Lamaisi doesn't pass in the way. He says, any change that a shliach makes bedavka is mevatel the shlichas. Now what happens if the shliach says, I gave a 20th. I estimated that's how much the Balabas would want to give. The truma is not chal at all, says the Rash. Because probably the Balabas didn't mean that. And even if he claims, well, I thought he means that, that's called being mevatel the shlichas. But the Balabas himself, if he wants to, he could be mafresh more than Ayin Yafa. We'll see a machloikus about that in the next Mishnah. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, if someone says to his shliach, go out and take off truma for me, which you can do. But he didn't tell him whether he should take a 40th, a 50th, or a 60th. So if you know what the Balabas usually gives, do that. If he made a mistake and he was off by 10, Balabas usually gives a 50th and he gave a 40th, or the Balabas usually gives a 50th and he gave a 60th, the truma is still a truma. Lamaisa, he says, look, this is what I assessed it to be. You didn't tell me exactly how much. You left it up to me. And I did give it according to one of the three shiurim the Chazal gave. But if the shliach knows what the das balabayis is, and he bedafka changed it, even a tiny drop, let's say he knew the balabayis usually gives a 50th, and he gave a 49th, then the truma is not a truma.